Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, and today I am so happy to share a Firebird Book Award-winning author with you. She is Martha Thompson, and her award-winning book is titled Behind the Prophetess Mask. And in her book, Martha speaks about her life growing up with deaf parents in a hearing world. While growing up, she encounters many oppositions such as the spirit of rejection, physical and mental abuse, sexual abuse, depression, and cancer. These obstacles in her life kept her under an ugly mask and in bondage for years. But her story gives the hope that is so desperately needed for transformation as God uses her as his instrument to freedom. Martha holds an AAS in American Sign Language, English Interpreting, and served 25 years as a correction police officer. And I have been ready for this special conversation since I read the book. So welcome to the network, Martha.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're here today. Congratulations on the book win.
Thank you. I was so elated when I got the news. I was so happy. Yes.
I was happy for you as well. Well, Martha, this is a raw, real, and revealing book, and I'm sure it was not easy for you to write. So before we get a little sneak peek into the book, just maybe tell us what led you to have the courage to write it.
Well, in 2016, I was going through a terrible divorce in my second marriage. And it was a dark place that I was going through, one of the darkest places in my life. And, you know, I cried out to God and didn't know what I was going to do. And, you know, he helped me through that time in my life. And once I got out of it, he had told me to begin to write about my life, and he wanted to be transparent so that way I can help others get through with the hope, knowing that, you know, trouble don't last always. And that he can help us through in anything that we go through in our life. So it was very, very tough journey. I had completed the book within 5 months. You know, and that just added along the pieces to the book as the years were coming, like within the next 5 years. But it was a hard thing to do. But it was by his grace and his mercy that I was able to get through it.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. And I think our listeners will have a better appreciation for what we're talking about here. If you give us just a little look into the book so they know a little bit about the journey, what the book is about, so they understand why they should pick it up and read it.
So I talk about living a lie behind an ugly mask. You know, I was, you know, we all walk around thinking that we're good and we're not broken inside, when actually we're walking around and we are broken from the things from our childhood into our adulthood. You know, it wasn't until God told me to take the mask off and to really take a look about, you know, who I was inside of as a person. I was a broken child growing up. My father had a whole nother family, and, you know, just going through different things in my life. I was a teenage mom at the age of, I got pregnant at the age of 14, had my daughter at the age of 15, was going through that. I'm a domestic violence survivor. Her father had used to beat me when I was pregnant with her and physically and mentally abused me. Was going through that time in my life. I had dealt with cancer at the age of, I believe it was 20. After I had my son, my second child, which was my son, trying to deal with that. So, I mean, there was a lot of obstacles that I was going through as a young adult, a young child. And, you know, I was just broken. And it wasn't until I really surrendered my life to God that he told me to take this mask off and really deal with the hurt and the pain of my past. And the only way for him to help me heal was I had to deal with those things in my past.
Wow. Any one of those that you mentioned would just be enough to cause somebody to wear that mask forever, and let alone all of the things that you talked about. It just must have been such a difficult time for you. And thank God you found God to pull you through this.
Yes. Yes. I'm telling you, God is, by his saving grace and his mercy over my life. You know, it wasn't until, you know, I really got to, I talk about it in the book, you know, once I began to surrender my life unto him, how he took me on a journey with him and really catapulted me into my my healing so that way I can get to a place where I am now to become an author. I never thought I would be an author.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a major accomplishment that he had allowed me to go through. But, you know, when I sit back and I think about my life and you know, thinking about how I didn't know God, even though I believed in it, but I didn't know how powerful he was in my life, the how he carried me through and, you know, many different things. And, you know, at one point I talk about being being molested sexually, and it wasn't until I was in my my mid-40s that he took me back to that day, and he told me that in order for me to get healed, I had to deal with those things and forgive those that had hurt me in order for him to catapult me into my next level of destiny and calling on my life, which is where I am today. And I'm just so grateful because I'm completely healed. He had completely healed me. I feel whole. I don't have any brokenness within me, you know, from my past and dealing with my past. But I mean, it was just, I'm just so grateful for what God has done in my life.
Oh my gosh. So prior to this, or when you were growing up, or when you were going through this, was God a part of your life, or did that just surprise you? Did it come later? Like, how did you tap into that?
Well, I was going through in my second marriage, I was going through a separation before I had ended up getting my going through my divorce. And, you know, I wanted to fight for my marriage. And I talk about it in my book, and God had told me to fight for my marriage at that time. And I was just so broken because, you know, I didn't want to have a broken marriage. I didn't want to be divorced. So I tried everything that I could to live my life right with God. And I said to the Lord, I said, if I fight for my marriage, I said, Lord, and if you restore my marriage, I said, I will totally surrender my life unto you and I will serve you all the days of my life. And he did restore my marriage at that time. You know, eventually, if you read the book, you know, I go through my divorce on my second marriage, but he did help me. Once I totally surrendered my life, he did just catapult me into what he designed my life to be, and which is that, you know, to be his daughter, to be everything that he has done in my life. He just like just guided me in everything where I am today, and I'm just so grateful. You know, he ushered me into getting ordained as a prophet. And right now God has opened up many, many doors for me to, me and my husband been traveling with the book. We've been going to different churches and traveling with the book. I'm just so excited what he's doing because people are getting set free and delivered. Not only women, for, you know, a lot of people get caught off by the color of the book, but a lot of men are coming up to me and my husband and talking about how this helps them not to treat women the way that I've been treated, you know, with my abuse. And it's just been a powerful, powerful journey since May, since the book launched.
Wow. Wow. Yes, just a short amount of time. But think of the people that you have helped. And I think about the times that we're going through now that are very scary for people, very difficult, very uncertain. And so I can imagine that some of this is even becoming more prevalent than maybe it had been just a few years ago, just from the stress that people are feeling. And it's, you know, and I know that all of us wear a mask. We all at some point in our lives try to hide what we feel that we can't allow others to see or to be seen, or even wear a mask so that we don't acknowledge it ourselves. What advice would you have then to folks who right now are going through some kind of difficult time? Where's a place to start?
I would suggest and encourage those, first of all, to just really evaluate themselves. You know, sometimes we have to look in the mirror and just really dig deep within ourselves. You know, I know a lot of people have heard the same, but to thyself, you know, you have to be true to your own self, you know, because you can't hide from anybody, you know, you can't, especially from God. You know, sometimes people wear stuff on their faces and their feelings on their faces and stuff like that. I know I'm one of those people, but you can say that you're not broken, but a lot of people are really, really broken. And it stems from a lot of stuff that happened to us in our childhood. And if you're willing to be open, honest, and transparent with yourself and to God, God can begin to come and heal those hurt and pains. You know, it's establishing a relationship with God, you know, receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior and just receiving him into your heart and asking for forgiveness of the things that we have done, because there's stuff that I put in the book as well that I have done that I was not pleased that I have done, but it was only by God's grace and mercy that he had forgiven me of the things that I have done. So, you know, I'm just, you know, and then the other thing too is to be able to, you know, get a hold of the book. You know, a lot of people just need some type of encouragement and courage to come out with their truth. Now, one story I can tell you this is I had an 86-year-old lady come up to me. She was my friend's mother. They came over to my house and asked if I couldn't sign the book. I signed the book, and my friend's mother, who is 86, said that she read the first couple of pages and began to weep because she was exactly what I've been going through with when I was a child, when my father had a different, a whole other family. She went through the same things, and she sat in my living room sofa and began to tell her truth at the age of 86, which blew me away because she was telling her daughter that she had been abused by her father, and her daughter never knew. And it gave her the courage. She said, I just read the first few pages and I just began to weep because I knew that I had to tell my truth. 86 years old. She was carrying that for 86 years. I just came out with this book this year, and I'm 48 years old. So I was holding my truth for 48 years. A lot of people in my family don't even know the stuff until they read the book. Mm-hmm. You know, so this was my truth. This is my healing process. So if you're able to grab a hold of the book and, you know, I pray that it encourages the people and give them the hope to come out with their truth, to say, you know what, I want to be free. I don't want to be bound up with the chains of rejection or being sexually abused or being abused physically, mentally, you know, or any of those things, you know, that held us bound as a child, you know. It's hard. It's hard. But if you speak your truth, you can be set free and delivered. And that was the goal and the purpose of the book, that the Lord wanted me to reach out to the people. Yeah.
Well, bless you for doing that. People need so much help these days, and what you're doing is just a gift by just being so open and revealing and, you know, allowing others to share your journey so that they can feel free to share theirs. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm excited.
You should be excited. It's a gift, not only for you, but for everybody else. And that's why I was so looking forward to this conversation today. I knew it would be very honest and inspiring. Now, Martha, you mentioned your cover. Let's just talk about that for a second, just from an author's standpoint. So how did that come about?
Oh, my goodness. When I saw the cover, I was just blown away. Do you know that when you try to give somebody your vision and they bring it to pass, I just began to cry. I knew I wanted the mask there because we all hide behind a mask, you know. This is the time where everybody's wearing a mask. You know, God's timing is always perfect. And I said, God, you have a sense of humor. I did want the stairway to heaven, mm-hmm. and going into the clouds, because that was the journey. He took me from hiding behind a mask into his marvelous and glorious light. And that's what that was, the image. Purple is my favorite color. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had to throw the purple in there. But when I saw the cover of the book, self-publisher, Exelon Press, whoever did the cover, I mean, it was just amazing. That was exactly how I imagined it to be. But to be able to physically see it, I was just in awe. Oh. But that was the vision of my cover.
You know what? That was not an accident. That was meant to be.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it all came together, and it looks like you've got a lot of work ahead of you to get it out there. Are there any other books on the horizon? Are you writing anything else?
Yes. Yes, I have two more books. My second one should be, I mean, it's done, but because I've been so busy with promoting this book, I know I have to get the second one out. It's going to be, I'm going to talk about how I became a soldier in the Army of the Living God. And not only am I an officer in the natural realm, but I'm a soldier in the spiritual realm. So I talk about how he had made me to be a soldier for him. And then the third book would be, I'm going to talk about my dreams and my prophecies, how, I have it documented of people that I have reached out to when I've had prophetic dreams, and or if I meet them on the street, I give them a prophetic word and how it has impacted their lives. So they're giving me their testimony about that. And now that one is going to be a powerful one. I know that to be because before coronavirus had hit, I had prophesied in my church that a rare death was coming to the land. And that was November 24, 2019. And then coronavirus hit in March.
Wow.
So God was really, really, he really took my dream, my dreams into another prophetic level. And it's been like catapulting. I mean, it's been nonstop. So I've been reaching out to different people. Now that one is going to be powerful too.
Oh,
I'm excited what he's doing.
Well, you are an instrument.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well,
God be the glory.
Yes, thank you. Well, as we begin to wrap up, is there anything we missed that you wanted to talk about today?
Well, I just wanted to encourage the people to go ahead and get the book. They can get it on Amazon. They can get it from Barnes & Noble online and Exxon Press, which is the publisher that I had used. You know, they can sow into the ministry. They can, you know, if they feel that that's not for them, if they know somebody that's hurting and that needs completely healing, they can, you know, get the book and they can get the book and they can, you know, sow it to somebody else's life. And I'm sure that it would make a major impact on their lives. You know, I'm just excited. You know, we've been traveling. They can follow me on Facebook under Martha Thompson. On Instagram as Prophetess Martha Thompson. They can follow our journey. Me and my husband have been on the go. I mean, we just came back from a church down in South Carolina called First Fruit Community Church. And the power of God came down and through on Sunday. So I'm just elated about what he's doing. I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited. I don't know where he's going to take us next, but we've been traveling. Yeah.
But you're ready. You're ready for it, right?
Yes. Yes.
I could tell. Well, thank you. This is
so
just
ready.
This is so inspiring. So we're talking with Martha Thompson. The book is titled Behind the Prophetess Mask, and you can get it at Amazon, and we'll have you on our website as well. I just knew this was going to be very, very special, and it certainly exceeded what I was planning. So thank you for writing the book. Thank you for who you are, and thank you for sharing with us today.
Well, Pat, thank you for having me. This is a wonderful opportunity, and I just thank God that you were able to do this interview with me, and that we'd be able to have a relationship, and hopefully, you know, with the future books that God is getting ready to allow me to do, and you know, I know you read the book, but, you know, if you know somebody that needs, you know, healing, you know, that book needs to get into somebody's hand. And, you know, like I always say, you know, to God be the glory, because he gets all the glory. I'm just a willing vessel to say, yes, I'll do the work. If you tell me to go, I'll go. So I thank you for this opportunity once again. And you, God bless. You know, may the Lord bless you and all that you do in your radio station.